Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
The financial structure of this nation. Jesus concluded, once again, Christians can stop all three of the strategies of the devil against this nation. They can stop the upheaval through riots, tumults, and disturbances in the social structure. Remember our social world and what's happening. They can stop the upheaval and the activity of the devil in the political scene of their nation. And they can stop the devil from disrupting the financial scene of their nation. Many Christians did pray. He's talking about back then. Back then, and the plan of the enemy was greatly averted and thwarted. Because Christians stood in their place of authority in Jesus' name and began to pray and exercise their authority over the devil, God intervened on our behalf. Well, I'm here to tell you that same God that intervened in that day is the same God that will intervene in this day. There is nothing that's going to change this nation. There's nothing that's going to change our whole social structure of this nation or the spiritual scene of this nation except prayer. There's no other thing. We look in the natural in the last election to bring change. The natural did not bring change. I think even myself, I focus too much on the natural. I look too much on the natural. In fact, all your political people that estimate who's going to be the next president, many of them even were shocked when the election went the way it did. And what happened? And I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just telling you, they all, and many of the economic advisors, believed that the way this nation was headed in the last 4 years was not going to be good if we put it the same direction for the next 4 years. In fact, they were predicting that it would get worse. And so many, many, many people wanted it to go in a different direction in the natural. But the natural alone is not what's going to bring change. According to the words of Jesus, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And so there is opposition that is going on in the realm of the Spirit, but we can bring change by taking our place. What did Jesus say again? This is what Jesus said. He gives us some strategies here that we should do. He said, if Christians will pray, so the first thing we got to do, number one, is we got to pray. That's it. Just simple. Pray. What do you pray? Just pray. Then, Lord, we need your help. Our nation is messed up. Lord, political agenda in our nation. Political things in our nation. I mean, this one don't agree with that one. This Senate don't agree with the House of Representatives. And some things I'm not saying they should agree on. Don't get me wrong. But anyway, all this going on. Then we have the disturbances and the social arena and all these things that are going on. Father, we need your help. So the first thing you got to do is simply pray. Pray. And he said, after you pray, and then he said, take authority over the devil's strategies and bind his works in my name. Satan, in the name of Jesus, the way you do this, Satan, I bind your works and command you to take your hands off the political scene of our nation, the social scene of our nation, the economic scene of our nation, and the spiritual scene of our nation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you to take your hands off of it and loose it, let it go. I bind you now in Jesus' name. Why? Because Jesus said so. Now, that don't mean I stand there and scream at the devil for 45 hours. I bind him. Now, also, I pray with my understanding as much as I know. And if you was here yesterday morning, I was impressed to pray for the representative of John Boehner, because he heads up the Republican House of Representatives. He kind of sets the agenda for what they're going to do or supposed to. And then I was led to pray for Senator Harry Reid. It sets the agenda for the Democratic Party, if you remember. And I prayed for him specifically. And I prayed for all of them, but I prayed for them because they kind of set the agenda. And I was led by the Lord to do that. I don't do that just to do it. The Lord led me. Then, of course, I called out President Obama. And I prayed for him. I'm not attacking him. I want him to make the right choices and right decisions. I realize, even though it's not popular for me to say this, I must say it. He is being influenced by the powers of darkness. But it's not all his fault. It's the fault of the church. There's congressmen up there, which is senators and House of Representatives on the federal level, that are being influenced by the powers of darkness. But it's not all their fault. It's because the church has not taken its place in prayer. How do you know? Jesus specifically stated this. So I could just attack Mr. Obama, President Obama, all I wanted to. But that's not going to change things. I could get on the talk shows like the rest of them do and point out all his faults and how he's doing this. And I'm not saying that some things shouldn't be challenged. I'm not saying that. And you know, you can point out things all day long till you move to the next realm. But it's not going to change anything. The only thing that's going to change the situation is prayer, if the Bible is true. The Bible is true. Pastor Harris just said so. For the Bible is true. Confirmation. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. The Bible is true. And so we're not against, I'm not attacking President Obama when I say that. But many accuse me of that. And I you don't mind because I know that just, you know, I'm not attacking him. But if you can't perceive, I'm not attacking him. I'm just saying he's been influenced by an evil spirit that many in the Congress, which is the House of Representatives, and the senators are being influenced by the powers of darkness, but it's not all their fault.
Right.
In fact, if we get right down to it, if we want to step up to the lick log, as Brother Hagin used to say, it's our fault.
Amen.
When I say our fault, it's the church's fault.
Right.
Because we have authority in this area, or Jesus did not tell the truth. So I'm not attacking Senator Harry Reid or Representative John Boehner. I'm not attacking the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, even though I disagree with things, and I'm going to say I disagree with certain situations and circumstances, but just attacking a person is not going to change the situation. Pointing out somebody's problems and what I disagree with, according to what I understand in the written Word of God, is not going to change the problem. The only thing that's going to change things is what? Prayer. So the first thing we do is pray.
Amen.
The second thing we do is we bind the evil strategies of Satan. That's what we do. And we command them to take their hands off this economic scene and our social scene and the political scene of our nation. And when we do this, we're going to see a supernatural change that will take place in this nation that the devil cannot stop in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Turn to Daniel chapter 10 right quick. Daniel chapter 10. Again, we're just talking about that there's a real spiritual world. And seeing what the Bible says. We wish we had more light in this area, but we don't. We just have to go with what we have. In Daniel chapter 10... we have an experience here where Daniel was praying and seeking the Lord. And it says in Daniel chapter 10, verse number 2, he said, "In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. He said, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled." In other words, he was praying and seeking God for 3 weeks, or what we would say 21 days is what we understand here, a week being 7 days. Notice here, he was doing a partial fast. He went on a full fast. He was on a partial fast. He had set himself to seek the Lord. That's what he was doing. Amen?
Yes.
And then, after he had been praying for those 21 days, he said here, we'll start in verse 10. "And behold," this is Daniel 10:10. "And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day," notice, first day, now this is the 21st day, "but from the first day that Daniel had prayed, that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten, or seek thyself, seek God for thyself. Thy words were heard, and I am come from thy for thy words. That makes me understand that because Daniel stood and God heard his prayer the first day, but it was 21 days actual. I don't know exactly how you'd figure all that up, but it was 21. The 21st day is when the angel showed up and came to answer his prayer and said, from the first day that you prayed, he said, the answer was sent. God heard your prayer. So that means that all things we pray is not always instantaneously answered. And it's not because God is trying to stop the answer. Here we see the first day, his prayer was answered, but in the natural, it didn't seem like it. Daniel didn't know that. Daniel had to stay in that place of prayer. And so when we're praying for our nation, we're praying for the body of Christ, we're praying for other individuals and saints all across the world, then don't be discouraged because your prayer, you don't hear something the very first day. I call it perseverance in prayer. You just got to stay with it. Daniel stayed with it. What if it had quit praying on the 20th day, the 19th day? What if it decided on the morning of the 21st before this angel appeared to him that he was going to stop praying, he's going to give up, God ain't heard me? Well, that's exactly what the enemy wants to do. And probably, I'm just guesstimating, can I guesstimate a little bit? Daniel's probably just as human, was just as human as any of us.
Yeah.
And while he was praying, he might have been wondering, I wonder if God heard me. You know, I've been here a while. I'm seeking God, but I'm not going to quit. I'm just going to stand here by faith. I'm going to pray by faith. I'm going to seek God by faith. So from the first day, God heard his prayer. He said, thy words were heard, in the latter part of verse 20, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Notice, why did the angel come? He came because of Daniel's words. Would he have came if Daniel had not prayed some words?
No, he
wouldn't have. No. He said, I came because of your words. Because of your words. Can your words bring God on the scene?
Yes.
According to the word of God, they can. And once all of us pool our prayers together, then we can actually accomplish even more. But notice what happened. The first day, God heard him. Because it says so. Thy words were heard from the first day. It said, and I've come for yours. Because you prayed, I came. And Daniel was just one man, right? Mm-hmm. One man. And one woman. God will answer your prayer. Verse 13. He said, but he gives us a little insight here and a glimpse into the spiritual world. And that's what I wanted to point this out for. Verse 13 says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. So he talked about the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. Notice that phrase. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. Now, would this prince of Persia that he's talking about, the kingdom of Persia, this prince, would that be a godly being? How do you know? Because he was trying to stop Daniel from getting the answer to his prayer. God's not trying to stop you from hearing him, so we know that this kingdom of Persia had something to do with a spirit being that operated in the kingdom of darkness. Isn't that right? So this kingdom of Persia was of the devil. He was of satanic origin. And he was trying to hinder the plan of God and hinder Daniel's prayer. But guess what? Because he got help, this angel got help, he was able to get through that spiritual darkness where these rulers of the darkness are at, up there in the spirit world. And he came through to Daniel with an answer. Well, if the angel showed up in Daniel's day, the angels can show up in our day.
Amen.
If God showed up to help Daniel in his day, he can show up to help us in our day.
Amen.
So it's not a time to be discouraged. It's a time to learn that there is a real spiritual world and that we need to preach and teach and talk and study about this. In fact, I've got more scriptures along this line, but I'm not going to go into them this morning because it would take too much time. But you could go into the book of Ezekiel. What is that? Ezekiel 28 or somewhere? Yeah, Ezekiel 28 later. Just read that for yourselves. And you can see also these two kingdoms represented in this particular passage of Scripture. In Ezekiel chapter 28, you'll see it's talking about the prince of Tyrus, and then he talks about the king of Tyrus. And you'll see that there, one of them is a natural physical man, and the other is a spirit being. This is exactly what it talks about. And you can get revelation in Ezekiel 28 comparable to what's here in Daniel chapter 10. So we got just little glimpses of light into the spirit world, and we do know that the church has authority in this world, so we can take authority over the powers of darkness and we can bring change. In fact, according to what Jesus Christ said to Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, there will no change take place. There will be no change take place unless the church takes its place in prayer. We can blame the world. We can blame the ungodly. We can blame the sinner. We can blame the president. We can blame the Democratic Party. We can blame the Republican Party. We can blame the laws and the rules and regulations. When it comes right down to it, it's up to us. And ultimately, the church is responsible for what goes on in this nation. Amen. And I say that to a degree. I believe there's certain things just going to happen because it says it in the book of Revelation is going to take place that's just been decreed by God. But some of those things, I don't believe it's time for them to happen yet.
That's right.
And it's time for people to come in. In fact, every person of the old time persuasion of Pentecost that was balanced and knew God, all prophesied, all declared by God, declaring this was God, that before the rapture of the church would take place, there would be an outpouring of the Spirit of God where multiple millions, maybe, ain't I'm telling, like billion, I don't know people, I don't want to put a number on it, would come to God, and it would be the greatest outpouring that the world, our church, had ever seen or known.
Yes.
All of them prophesied it.
Yes.
Well, if they did, where is it at? Well, guess what? The devil heard them prophecies too. Don't you think that it would be a strategy of his? Say, I'm going to stop this because he knows the times is short. And he knows if this takes place, that's another day on the calendar that is shorter for him and it won't be long till his demise is over. So he's going to do everything he can to hinder it, to stop it and hold it back. But guess what? The church is going to arise in this day and do everything they can.
Amen.
To see, by taking their place in prayer, to see that it comes to pass.
Amen.
Prayer is simply getting in agreement with God.
Yeah.
That's simply what we're doing. So let's do that this morning.
Yes. Thank you.
We want to get in agreement with God. We don't want to try to tell God what to do in a sense. We're just reminding you.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.